Okay, Rabbi, we are on page Kuf Samachi, Mitzvah Tov Lamed in the Chinuch, and we're just continuing the theme that the Chinuch discussed about the din of Kedima in Brachos. And Kedima in Brachos, as we mentioned yesterday, is not something, it's a nicety, being polite to a nicer bracha. It's a din which is ma'akav, according to many opinions, b'dieved lechatchila at least. B'dieved, it's not ma'akav lechatchila. You should be making the bracha on the more important one, and the more important one includes the less important one. Like the ikka usually includes the tofel. And therefore the question is, again, what was considered more important? We had the Machlekes Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, we had the Aruch's opinion. We had various different ideas over there. Also, he discussed as well, the Chinuch discusses a halacha of even when you have Shiva Saminim, then yesh v'neim Shiva Saminim, he said, V'vorach t'chila al ha'koidim b'posuk. You make a bracha on that is earlier on in the posuk. Now, very interesting, this is a little bit cryptic, because not necessarily. You have a posuk that says, Eretz chito so'ir gefen te'eno b'rimoim, de'shem anudvosh, right? So what happens if you have Eretz chito so'ir gefen te'eno rimoim, yeah? You have a rimoim, which is earlier in the posuk, and it says Eretz de'shem, and you have a rimoim and a zayis. If you have a rimon and a zayis. So what comes first? Does choviv come first? How does it work? So let's just look inside here in Simon. In Reshit Aleph, he mentions, look in Reshit Aleph Dalet. So again, the Chinuch is cryptic. It's clear that he's not chiluk with this halacha. Let's just see this inside. Kol ha-koidim b'posuk eretz chitta so'ira koidim b'bracha. Anything that is earlier on in the posuk. Page Reshit Aleph Seif Dalet. Anything that's earlier on in the posuk eretz chitta so'ira, that posuk, koidim b'bracha, takes preference in the order that you make the bracha. However, he adds in another condition. The Eretz Basro Hifsika Inyan. Since it says in the Pasuk twice Eretz Chito Soira Gefen Te'ein of Rimoin, Eretz Zeis Shemen Advash, that Eretz divides the Pasuk. And therefore, don't read it in order according to how far it goes to the first Eretz. Sometimes you've got to take into account there's a second Eretz there. Yeah? You've got to take account of the second Eretz. And therefore, he says, the Eretz Basro Hifsika Inyan. And therefore, v'chol ha'samuch lo'y choshuv m'ho'ucho mimenu le'eretz kamo. Anything that is closer to the second Eretz takes preference to the further away from the first Eretz.
So Zayid is the highest?
So he says, for example, Hilkoch, Tamarim, Koidmin, La'anovim. And therefore, Tamarim, which are figs, right? Dates takes preference to anovim. Why? Eretz chito so'ira gefen. Gefen is
the third for the first.
Is the third of the first, and eretz zeh shemanu dvosh. Dvosh is the second of the second. So the second of the second takes preference to the third of the first. Okay, third of the first, right? One's the second of the second Oretz, one's the third of the first. This is Shulchan Aruch.
Right.
Yeah, not trying to be difficult here. Yeah? This is Shulchan Aruch. It just shows you, by the way, you know, I don't mean to be in any way facetious or a little chassidish, Chalila, but anything that you're closer to the Oretz has more Kedusha. Right? Welcome to people who do Aliyah. The closer you get to the Oretz, even in the Pasuk, has chashivas. Imagine coming to live in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, what chashivas you have, right? So therefore, this anything closer to the Oretz has chashivas, right? Anything closer to the Oretz has chashivas. Yeah, it's a gitzavot, no? Yeah, it's a gitzavot. Okay, you have to say Yiddish, Schmeckdeb's better. Okay, so he says, so this is the Oretz and the Oretz, so therefore that, I don't believe that for a moment the Chinuch is disagreeing with that. Yeah? And therefore he says, not only that, he says, Koidin Abracha, look in Siv Kotten Chof. Af kishamin hashenu hu choviv yosa. Even if, with the inner order of the Pasuk, you prefer tomorim. Yeah, you prefer tomorim. You prefer anovim to tomorim. You still have to keep the order of the Pasuk. So therefore, until now, choviv has been king. Choviv, yes. And even if you have Shiva Saminim, choviv is king. Yes. But once you have both of them are choviv, right? And now you have Shiva Saminim, then within the Shiva Saminim, once you have, how does this work?
Once you have Shiva Saminim,
once you have Shiva Saminim,
both Shiva Saminim,
If they're both Shiva Saminim,
there's no din of
Chaviv. If Shiva Saminim, there's no din of Chaviv. If there's no Shiva Saminim, Chaviv can. If there's Shiva Saminim and Chaviv, Chaviv can come first. But if they're both Shiva Saminim, then it loses its din of Chaviv.
Even according to Rambam?
That's what it seems.
You've got to go according
to the order. Yeah, that's what it seems. You've got to go according to the order. You go according to the order. Okay? And therefore he says that that's the way this works. Okay? So here we have the din of Kadima. And then he talks about, okay, just to see the remark quickly. This is dafka, but dafka sho'ichal anovim kamoi shehei. That's dafka if you're eating grapes the way they are. Then the tamarin comes before the grapes. Avadim osa mehen yayin. If you make wine, yeah, which is made out of grapes, obviously. But shekavea brocha la'atzmoi, that has a very unique brocha within itself, a boyer priya gofen, uniqueness has a chashivas. Therefore, chashuva v'hi kedemes avorach tchila makes a bracha before something else.
What's the chiddush?
Right?
It's a separate bracha. What's the chiddush?
What's a chiddush?
Yeah, we said if it's kodim and bracha, then we do it's kodim and bracha.
It's shiva saminim. Also, it's coming from the shiva saminim.
It's still kodim and bracha. If it's a gafen, it's before eight.
Well, what if you're about to have
very nice
wine?
Very nice.
And a date. Yeah, you're supposed to have the wine first.
You have a wine and a date. Yes, you have the wine first.
Yes.
Always, it's very often kedai to have wine on a date. Yeah, but but you certainly if you have wine, yes, wine comes before a date.
Watch if you're driving.
What's the chiddush? It's kodim and bracha.
Not the first date. No, not the first date. No, you've got to be.
I'm trying to understand what's the chiddush because it's kodim and bracha.
Excellent questions. Look at the halacha. Ha'achrin niskashu dal elbasif kosa mechaba dal darshin kosa oisa b'stama im brachsem shavas beizim. You can make any bracha you want. Very good kasha. Not going to that, but yeah, very good kasha. The halacha asks a question.
He's working on
okay. Now, but what this does mean is, Rabbi Sadus, what this does mean is, and this is where it gets very interesting. Ready for this one, Rabbi Kivega? Okay, what happens if you have? So you have all different chaviv. You have different things. Now, according to the opinion, who says that chaviv comes first? Yeah. So what happens if you have three things in front of you? Bear with me. An order of preference. You have an apple that you like the most. Yeah. You have a carrot that you like second, and you have grapes that you like the third. You with me? Apple you like more than carrots. Carrots you like more than grapes. Now, what do you make the bracha on?
The Shiva Samin goes first.
What? 1 second. You have, according to Mano who says Chaviv comes before Shiva Samin. Okay. If you say, I'm not talking about the Shiva Samin comes first. According to the opinion who says Chaviv comes first.
What the Ram?
According to my opinion, it says Chaviv comes first.
The apple.
Then you make a brach on the apple, but if you make a brach on the apple, if you have two things that are eight, so he says, So in this case, it's two ein berachah same shavis. It's ein berachah same shavis. So you have a carrot and the grapes. You have a doma and the grapes. So what comes first? Ein berachah same shavis. In the case, so let's take the apple out of the picture. Yeah, you just have the carrots and the grapes. What comes first?
Chaviv.
That is chaviv, right? Yeah. So what should come first? In ein berachah same shavis, the carrot comes first. So make a brach on the carrot, right? But the problem is that you like the apple more than the carrot. Yeah. Now it's next. You added a carrot. Now you like an apple more than a carrot. So what comes first now? Ein berachah same shavis. The apple. So kevin shetapuchim chaviv in yaser. But the tapuchim you can't make a bracha. Why? Because the apple and the grapes are berachah same shavis.
We said this.
And the berachah same shavis shiva saminim comes first, according to this opinion.
So you're stuck either way.
Yeah. You understand?
Yeah.
What can you make a bracha? Can you make a bracha on the grapes? No, because the radish is more chaviv. And a bracha same shavis, you make a bracha on the adama. Fine. So you can't make a bracha on adama because the apple you like more. So you make a bracha on the apple. You can't make a bracha on the apple because the grapes is shiva saminim. That's bracha same shavis. So make a bracha on the grapes, you can't because we have the adama which is more chaviv. To make a brach on an apple, you can't make a brach on an apple because the grapes are more chaviv.
When are you going to stop this?
It's going to carry on and on and on until we have to stop. Where do we stop? This is what you call one of the classic galgal hachizan halacha. The thing that turns round and round. Where do you put a stop to this? Yeah? What do you make a brach on? Do you understand the problem? Yeah?
Stuck either way.
You're stuck. So what do you do to the brach? So this is a sophic of Rabbi Kivega. Sophic of Rabbi Kivega. He asks, what do you do with this? It's brought down Rishmul Vosna. So he says, Says Shmuel Vazna, Shahalacha Nira, Shayakdim Esanovim, you should make a bracha on the grapes. Shehei Mimin Shiva, because the Maisa, they are Mimin Shiva. Kevin Shemin Shiva Machria. In other words, he has to go stop somewhere. Zayin Minim takes first preference. For Kol Shekein, certainly if you Sarf Lezeh Estasa Eli Rabba Shaseva Shubba Ein Berch Hasem Shavois, Yakdim Min Shiva V'lo Yisa Chaviv. The Eli Rabba holds that Ein Berch Hasem Shavois, you have Makdim Shiva before the Chaviv. So if Ein Berch Hasem Shavois, you Makdim the Shiva, so you found that's the Eli Rabba. This is the Eli Rabba, that's what we're looking for yesterday. That's looking for yesterday, right? So this is a case where you have one before the other. He brings all different shittas, and therefore the answer to this question is there's all different reasons why. Either because Shivas Aminim, the Mais has preference, or when you have Shivas Aminim Chaviv, Shivas Aminim has preference, or you have in Ein Berch Hasem Shavos, there's no Din Kadima Bechlal, like the first halacha. Bekitsa, you make a brach on the grapes first. This is one of the classics. Okay? Where is another case where you have a difficulty in brachas coming first, and therefore you've got to do something about it? This is a classic case which is brought down in Mishnah Berurah, and so too is brought down here in Mishnah Berurah in various different cases with regards to making kiddush on wine, where you have a mezonos in front of you. Mezonos becomes before wine, because it's kodim in the bracha, correct? It's kodim in the bracha. It's kodim in the bracha. So therefore, it's Eretz Chita Soira. It comes first before Geffen. Yeah, even if it's grape juice, it comes before. And therefore, the mezonos comes before the wine. The problem is, when you're making Kiddush, you can't have the mezonos before the wine, make a bracha, because you have to make Kiddush first. So here is a halacha, it's an inyan that's to cover up the mezonos. Not if, even not the chalas, cover up the mezonos on the table, because otherwise you don't have, it's as if it doesn't exist. It's as if it doesn't exist, and therefore you don't have the conflict of what bracha you make first. Right? Just by the way, even with the mezonos, there's preferences within mezonos. Okay? Even if you have different things in mezonos, preferences within mezonos. Chitor comes before soira. Yeah? There's a shayla dafka about what happens if you have kusmin. A lot of people have, kusmin is spelt, right? They have spelt before, what comes first, kusmin or soirim? Yeah?
Soirim.
Kusmin is from chitim. Right, and Soirim is from Soirim, it's next in the bracha. So within Chitim, there's five different things. Chitim, Soirim, Chitim, Soirim, Kusmin, wheat, bar, wheat, there's oats and spelt and rye and rye. Right. So, but a Maaser Soirim says an apostle gone to most poskim. If you have, I don't know if it's such a thing as a barley flour. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, it says kusmin lemaisa. Even as part, you ever seen barley flour?
You have hummus flour, you have rice flour.
You have barley flour? I don't know, barley flour is a gluten, I don't know what you'd gain by it.
I buy all this stuff.
Barley flour?
Not barley, but hummus and...
Yeah, but barley flour. Barley flour, seems it doesn't exist. But if it would, even though the kusmin is really part of the chitin, yeah, and if it should come first, theoretically, since it says Sa'irim specifically in the Pasuk, and Chitim's not, because it's not specifically in the Pasuk, you do the Sa'irim first. A different dinim like that. But just another example, if you have in front of you rice, that you make mezonos on, yeah, make mezonos on. The rice, and you have in front of you rice, and you have a rogala, a cracker, yeah? Don't make, and even if the rice is more chobib to you, the rice is not a proper mezonos.
Yeah. Right.
It's not a proper mezonos.
Because
it's amazing, it's not one of the commissioned dogon, right? Not Shiva Saminim, certainly. Mm-hmm. And therefore, even though it's a mezonos, right? Still, you make a bracha on the cracker and don't make a bracha on.
What about
bidyevet? What's bidyevet? Bidyevet means if you have it in front. So what's bidyevet? Bidyevet would be if they're both in front of you. If they're both in front of you and you have das to be moitzi, the less choshev one, you're yotze. If it's in front of you and you have das to be moitzi, the less choshev one, you're yotze. If you don't have das to be yotze, the less choshev one, according to many opinions, you'd have to make a new bracha. Mishnah Berurah brings down that perhaps you don't, and if you have, but he says, l'chor, you have to make a new bracha. That's if you look in Reishit Aleph, see Flamed Beis. If you have to have das, we're first to exclude it. De'eino bedin sheyifte misha'eino choshuv es a choshuv derech gerora ela bekavana. Because a less choshuv cannot exempt. The more choshuv, just by the way, unless you have specific intent. Aval in berech ala choshuv, but if you didn't have, you've made a bracha on the more choshuv one. Poita esha'eino choshuv, that excludes a less choshuv, afilu lo nischavan leferish bepotroi. Even if you didn't have kavana to patter it, because in other words, you need to put the effort in. If it's less choshuv, you've got to have direct intent to include the more choshuv. If you made a bracha on the more choshuv includes automatically by default the less choshuv, you don't have to make a new bracha. Even if this gets a little bit more complicated, but you have to have clear intent to be so that less choshuv. Okay, whatever it's called, less choshuv. We have, remember, we discussed yesterday, according to the Ber Hativ, Everything's got chashivas. Sometimes a chaviv, if you want to hold like this one, chaviv even more, you want to say that. You know, so it's very rare you'll not make a new bracha. Don't make a new bracha, because you're saying on different opinions that different things are considered more chashiv, therefore, do not make a new bracha, because making a new bracha, you're putting yourself, you're not a big tzaddik, you're making a new bracha like we'll see soon. Making a bracha when it's not absolutely necessary is a lav. According to the Rambam, it's a lav doiraisa. And therefore, when you're trying to be good and trying to fulfill a bracha, which is at best, not at best, a bracha which is a drabonon, berkazan is drabonon, right, where it's a very kal, brusuch of selfless brachas lahokam, all these various different things, certainly do not make a new bracha to be from, because it's really not what the din is, okay? Another example of where you have different choshev and not choshev in front of you, he discusses, and that is, ule'inin achidas hasimonim belel reish hashanah. You have the simonim on Leil Rosh Hashanah, where you have, a lot of people have all different simonim. You have apples, yeah, and you have pomegranates, and you have dates, and you have all the various different, and you have the Hadoma, you can have Kara, you can have all different, all the various different, all different things, which isn't really part of the meal, by the way. You know, these things are not considered part of the meal. Yeah, it's not considered part of the meal. Yeah, but it's extra. It's not something you usually eat during a meal, right? And not to my carrots in your soup.
It's a separate meaning.
It's not a part of your meal. It's a new thing. And therefore, many people have the minhag, minhagav esenu bideinu, to have a bracha on the apple not because we have a Kabbalah that apple is more thing over a pomegranate. It's simply because, Baruch Hashem, you know, we've been through years and years of Golus and we've survived somehow, and we never had pomegranates in Poland, yeah, in the 1700s. We just didn't have that. Yeah? We didn't have dates. Yeah, it just wasn't something. Now you can get anything anywhere, but we didn't have that. And if we never had these simonim on a rimoin, you make this, and a date you make, it's posh, never had it. And if you had your apple, and your apple, Baruch Hashem, we had an apple remained. And if you make a bracha on the apple. But today, Baruch Hashem, yeah, we do have all these various different things. And therefore, if on the table in front of you, you have shiva saminim, and you have the apple, it's Baruch Hashem Shavuos. Even if it's more chaviv, a lot of many opinion hold that shiva samini, we're passing shiva samini, comes before chaviv, and therefore you should make a bracha on what? Again, if you have pomegranates and you have dates, what's a bracha on? Eretz chita, soira, gefen, te'ena, v'rimoin, it's a fifth. Eretz zeishemen udvash, it's two. So make a bracha on the dates, so because it's the second after the eretz, before the rimoin, which is fifth. Right? So you should really make a bracha boya priya eitz on the dates, which comes before the pomegranate, which is second to the second, rather than fifth to the first. Right? So, you know, but you don't see people...
You don't make two brachas.
No. But we have to be careful to make the bracha on the right thing.
They're both
eights. But what should you be making the bracha on? You should not be making a bracha on something less choshuv, because it doesn't include the more choshuv. Lechatchila. Do you understand? It's a real thing. It's not about giving kavod. It's about one bracha helping another bracha.
Right.
What
has to do with your kavana, really? Right. You're making the bracha on your kavanas on the dates.
Okay, if your kavana is on the dates, and then you make her eats on the dates, don't eat it, then you eat the apple, it's not going to help you.
No, I didn't say don't eat it. I said no.
Then you eat it. Fine, if you want to have the date first, bavakasha, no problem. But if you do the date, if that's what you want to do, mavakasha. Yeah, it's just very common for people. The apple is like, make an apple, you put an apple in the honey, it's the greatest.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. So it's Shiva Saminim comes before it's Shiva Bracha same Shavuos. It comes before the apple. So for to make a bracha, boy, pray eats an apple and dip it into the honey. Yeah, before the date is a big problem. So what should we do?
What
so he said. No, you still dip the apple in the honey, but do it after the dates. If it's in front of you. But people don't want to do that. They want to make a bracha on the apple. And so he says, he brings over here, he says, that you should make the bracha on the tapuach. Yeah? And by the way, you don't have to make a bracha on the honey because it includes a tofel. Says a kafachaim, is talking about a case where the dates are not in front of you when you made the bracha. And you only bring them afterwards. Because they want to eat the apple first for the good simon. And therefore, that's why you make a bracha on the apple first. However, if the dates lefonov are tucked in front of you, you have to make a bracha on the dates first. First make a bracha tomorrow. That's what you're paskin. And so said Rabbi Chaim Zonnenfeld, the chain says of Shmuel Vosner. So he says, listen to this. Even though the dates are remozim ve'inyonim shoinim yosim mishar peiros, even though as a significance of what the remez is, I don't know what these things mean. But the apple is more about connecting with the spirit of what's happening more than others. So therefore what do you do? In other words, those who did not want to change the minig and they want to eat the apple first, what should you do? Don't leave the fruit on the table. First make a bracha on the apple. Have in mind the fruit that you're going to bring in, that Shiva Saminim, right? And it's the chiv, or to be marked in one bracha or the other, is dafka hoyu lefonov. And that's the shulchan that he said, v'viyu lefonov. Dafka in front of you right now. V'viyu lefonov, it's in front of you right now, that's the din of kadima. But it's not in front of you right now, there's no obligation to do one further than the other. So therefore, make a bracha on her eight now, that's in front of you. Then, bring the stuff in from the outside, yeah? And it's all very nice.
Have in mind.
And have in mind, yeah. Have in mind the other brachas. So he says, and he adds, if the kara, what's kara, by the way, kara is it's beet, whatever it is, yeah, is chobib olav yeser, is more chobib to you than a tamarim, then ain't berach the same shavuos, and we have to make our doma before the ha'eitz. He really messy things out, right? So he says, keep everything outside, and therefore that is din. So here we have the din of conflict, the different brachas, where you have a Shiva Samini versus a Bracha, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and we have this case of Rosh Hashanah. But as Hashem, tomorrow, I want to go into a... By the way, these halachas are just really a drop in the ocean of all the ins and outs of this. You can spend weeks on this. We just really cut it to the basic, the bare minimum, to explain this. But as Hashem, we'd like to continue tomorrow on a new topic, which Chinuch brings down, and that is the shaydus of Bracha Shein and Tzricha, Bracha Levatola, and the different inyonim that are involved in that. Thank you very much, Rabbi Yisrael.